ਇੰਟਰਨੈਸ਼ਨਲ ਸਟੂਡੈਂਟ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਆ ਉਹ ਆਉਣੋਂ ਹਟ ਗਏ। ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਕਮੀ ਆ ਗਈ ਆ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਬਹੁਤ ਘੱਟ।
ਮੈਂ ਇੱਕ ਗੱਲ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਪਿਆ ਸੀ, ਸੋਰੀ ਇੰਟਰਪਟ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਗੱਲ ਨੂੰ। 2023 ਕੋਵਿਡ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਇੱਕ ਸਾਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ 7,00,000 ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ 90,000 ਲਿਖਿਆ ਸੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸੈਂਸਸ ਦੇ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਨਾਲ। ਇੰਟਰਨੈਸ਼ਨਲ ਸਟੂਡੈਂਟ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਤੋਂ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਘੱਟ ਕੇ 3,00,000 ਅਤੇ 30,000 ਅਤੇ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ 10,000 ਰਹਿ ਗਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਵਾ ਟੂਡੇ ਐਜ ਕੰਪੇਅਰ ਟੂ ਕਰੰਟ ਰੇਟ, ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਮੋਸਟ 70% ਕੱਟ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਸਟੂਡੈਂਟ। ਸੋ ਇਹ ਚੀਜ਼ ਇਫੈਕਟ ਕਰੇਗੀ।
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖੋ ਕਿ
You're listening to CJUM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts on the University of Manitoba campus in Winnipeg, Manitoba, providing you with auditory sustenance since 1998.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Everyone should be treated equally, and the legal system should work for the people, not against them. Every day, our network of supporters, lawyers, and educators from across the country continue to fight against injustice and oppression, both in and outside of the courtroom and at all levels of government.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Are you looking for a space to bring your creative ideas to life? At Mile 12 Productions,
we're building Winnipeg's creative hub for recording, photography, videography, and content creation.
You can find us at 202 460 Main Street in Winnipeg. We also rent spaces out for podcasts, events, and all our studio sessions come with a pro engineer included. The first 30 minutes of every recording session is free. If you're coming for graduation pictures, wear your bet. Not to mention, we have a 30% discount off every service we offer. To get started,
email us at mile12productions@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at mile12productions. Check our previous works, book a studio session, explore our artist lunch packages, or connect with all our creative communities.
I think we've said enough. How about we leave the rest to them?
How about they come see for themselves?
All right.
Thank you. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Manitoba in the Moment, and I'm your host, Lucy. So you just heard Bannatyne by Ariel Posen. If you like that, that was from his new album called Bannatyne, and yes, that is the title name song or self-name song, whatever you want to call it. But he also has a show here tonight at Side Stage. So if you did like that song and you are curious what this guy is all about, why not go and check him out at Side Stage? So that is tonight at Side Stage. He doesn't come back to Winnipeg all that often, so you should check it out. The doors are at 7 p.m. It's an old ages show, so if you want to bring your young ones with you to get some experience in the world, I wouldn't have a better suggestion for you. Next, we're going to be listening to Monochrome by Xander Bullard, who was on last week. So if you missed that show, it is still up for you to listen to. I also just want to clarify, last week when I said Irvin Miller would be on the show, I meant next week, as in not this week, but the 16th. So I'm sorry if that caused confusion. I sometimes don't have the most clear way of saying things, and I apologize for that. Anyways, following Monochrome, we're going to be listening to Courtney by Neighbor Andy, which is their newest single release, followed by Double Denim by Cassidy Mann, which is her newest single release. And then we'll be back to talk about more upcoming shows. And I hope some of you got a chance last Friday to go and check out Sander's EP release show, because unfortunately I got sick and I was not able to go. So if you did go, I hope you had a great time. So to kick things off, here is Monochrome by Xander Bullard on 101.5 UMFM.
The boy in monochrome, with all his colors shown. They said his skin was like glitter, like fireflies. He lies to his father about who he likes. He lies to his mother about when he cries. The boy in monochrome, they kill at me.
Screaming out till I taste crimson.
Double Denim by Cassidy Mann on 101.5 UMFM. So, as we were talking about earlier, got a lot of new songs on, such as Double Denim and Courtney by Neighbor Andy, which was just played before, and Monochrome by Xander Bullard, which we had the pleasure of talking to last week. So, continuing with this theme of new and shows that are coming up, again, Ariel Posen is tonight at Side Stage, so if you want to go to an all-ages show, maybe brings the family with you, or you have younger siblings or something, go enjoy a nice show on a kind of gross spring day. Next, we'll be listening to Leftovers by Maison Scene, who also have a show coming up at The Times Changed. That'll be on April 18th, so that's a little bit ways away. But it's a great place to be. And Maison Scene is a fantastic music group. So if you are looking again for something to do on the 18th, go see Maison Scene at the Times. And also the Times was just renovated. So if you haven't seen that yet, you should probably go and check that out as well. Following Maison Scene, we'll be listening to Lucky Stars by Chris Ulrich, which is one of his new songs from his album Reminders that came out about 2 weeks ago now. And then we'll be listening to Rocking Horse by Tommy Douglas Keenan, who was on the show a couple weeks back to talk about this album. I believe it's still available to listen to on the UMFM website, so if you didn't get to listen to that episode of the show, you should go and check to see if you can still listen to it there, because he breaks down the album and the songs. So if you want a little bit more of just background information on the album, that is a great place to go and check it out. And then after that, we'll be back with more. So here is Leftovers by Maison Scene on 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Canada,
Being gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the Armed Forces, RCMP, and Federal Public Service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated, over 9,000 careers and futures destroyed. And then, people pushed back. Visit Love in a Dangerous Time, Canada's LGBT Purge. Exhibition on now at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
The Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program was created to support artists who have dedicated their lives to music and who now struggle to maintain mental wellness and an adequate standard of living. Loneliness and social isolation are key risk factors for mental health conditions later in life. This May, during Mental Health Awareness Month, the Unison Fund is asking you to support Canadian legacy artists and musicians. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.
You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Manitoba in the Moment, your place for local music, and I'm your host, Lucy. As always, I haven't heard of anybody else taking over the show, and I hope nobody's doing it so far. So we were just listening before the ad break to Rocking Horse by Tommy Douglas Keenan. Again, he was on the show a couple weeks back, and he talked all about this album, breaking it down, the different songs, and everything that went into making it. So if you are interested in that, I'm pretty sure it's still available to listen to on the website. That's umfm.com under shows Manitoba in the Moment. Next, we're going to be listening to Toilet Wall Graffiti by Adam Yerish, who also was here a couple weeks back. And you can also go and listen to that episode as well. But Adam is going to be playing a Real Love show April 30th at the Handsome Daughter. So if you are looking for something that gives you a little bit more, Real Love does multiple artists per show. Typically, it's a set of three artists. They play a set and then they switch to the next artist, which is really good for promoting local music in the city. So if you want to support that and you're curious about what there is to offer musically in the city, that's a real good stepping stone into getting into local music. Following Toilet Wall Graffiti, we'll be listening to Strangers in the Yard by Banana Crisis, who are also playing that same April 30th Real Love show at the Handsome Daughter. So if you are into sort of indie rock, pop kind of stuff, that would be a really good show for you to go and check out. I'm also pretty sure that Banana Crisis is releasing some new music soon. So if you are into Banana Crisis, you should go to the show on the 30th and make sure you keep checking to see if they've released anything new. Because last I checked, I heard something about some new music. And then we'll be listening to J.D. Edwards' band singing All the Way Home, which I really love this song. I think it's just super cute and super fun and uplifting. I hope you guys like it because it's just a really fun song. But they typically play the times quite regularly, almost weekly. Because I'm pretty sure it's almost weekly. It might be by like every 2 weeks. But if you are looking for a fun show to go to ever, J.D. Edwards Band is 100% a great time. So they have a show on April 17th, so that'll be next week on, I think that's a Wednesday. So if you want a fun time, you should go check that out. But the day before at the Times, we have the Sheepdogs with special guest Irvin Miller. So he's also going to be on the show next week. So you'll get the whole rundown of that show and all the other stuff he's gotten into in the past couple of months. So before we dive more into that, here is Toilet Wall Graffiti by Adam Yerish on 101.5 UMFM. Thank you.
by my own admission, I have wandered most my life away, watching paint dry on my shoes. My reoccurring plan to slip through quicksand daydreams seems a fight I'm sure to lose. To pass the time, I conjure up this figure of a kind, sturdy and fine, with a knack for planting daydreams in my mind. And she finds meaning of what the eye.
two, three, four. Well, I am singing all of the way home. Well, my baby, she's waiting for me. Well, I am singing all of the way. Rushing down in that misty morning mountain time, and this old winding road taking me nowhere but home, back to you. Well, I am singing all of the way home. Well, my baby, she's waiting for me. I am singing all of the I'm back in your arms. Oh, you got me singing all of the way home. Oh, well, my baby, she's waiting for me. I am singing all of the way home. Oh, I'm gonna let this song
was Singing All the Way Home by J.D. Edwards Band on 101.5 UMFM. This is Manitoba in the Moment, and I'm Lucy, as always. So again, J.D. Edwards Band is playing at the Times Change next Wednesday. So if you want to go and have a good time, again, that is one of my favorite songs from their album Roads and Roads. If you haven't listened to their music before, I would highly recommend it. It's part of the reason why you'll hear me play them quite a bit, just because they are really fun to listen to, and they make you want to, I don't know, do stuff, be productive, whatever it makes you want to do. I just think it is a great song, especially when a day is so gross out like today. So make sure you go check out some of the shows that I've mentioned. Again, tonight there's Ariel Poussin at Side Stage. It's an all-ages show, so you can bring everybody, basically. Although, I'm not sure if they will take dogs, so maybe not everybody in your family or life. And I hope, again, that some of you got a chance to go to Xander Bullard's show last Friday, because it was supposed to be a really good time, and I've heard that it was. And then there is Maison Scene, who have a show also with Real Love. Again, Real Love is a great place to go and find local music and just get your foot in the water there. So Maison Scene has an album release for their album Drive Through Confessional next Saturday. So that is Saturday the 18th. And then you can go to a bunch of other shows as well, because the Times has a ton right now, and they're all amazing musicians. So make sure you go see at least one of them. And then, again, another Real Love show, we have Banana Crisis and Adam Yarsh, who on the 30th will be playing at The Handsome Daughter, along with Lone Riot. Again, that's very indie music, folky. There's a bit of pop in there, so if you like that and you're curious what other songs they have, you should go and check it out. And then we have, just to reiterate, J.D. Edwards Band on Friday, April 17th at the Times Change. Again, they're amazing, so if you have time, go and see them. Even if you're stopping in for a second, it's totally worth it. That brings us to our next song, which is By Morning by Jackson Klippenstein, pardon me, who's going to be playing at the Times as well. Again, the Times has tons of artists playing there right now. And that'll be April 25th, and he is a special guest for Irvin Miller, who is headlining the show on the 25th. Again, make sure you just support local music, go out and go see stuff. So Jackson Klippenstein is also a very indie folk artist, but is really beautiful with the music. Like, you'll see in a second what I mean. So I hope you guys like it. If not, not much I can do for you because it's already been played. But here is By Morning by Jackson Klippenstein, and then we'll be back to talk more about the Irvin Miller Band and what is happening next week on the show. So here is By Morning by Jackson Klippenstein.
These days are moving.
So that was By Morning by Jackson Klippenstein. Again, if you want to hear him live and hear more than what he has released, you need to go and check out his... Well, he'll be playing April 25th as a guest with the Urban Miller Band, who is headlining the show. Honestly, he's a great musician, so if you want to hear him play and then get a taste of the Urban Miller Band right after that, you really should go to the show, because honestly, that is great lineup. So moving on. Obviously, I've mentioned on April 25th, there is the Urban Miller Band in Jackson Klippenstein show at the Times Change, but there is also... I'm sure some of you have heard the Sheepdogs are playing The Times Changed on the 16th. That is next Thursday. But the Urban Miller Band is a guest for the Sheepdogs, which is insane. So there's a ton of shows for Urban Miller Band. If you haven't caught them yet, you should go. And then they're also going to be here next week talking about all the shows, all the festivals they're playing. They're already down to play the Back 40 Festival and a couple others. So if you want to support some bluesy soul musicians, you should check it out and tune in next week to hear all about it. And I'm sure some of you know that Urban Miller is not unfamiliar to the show. He's been on a couple of times, and we wouldn't have it any other way. So we will be listening to I'm Drunk Again by Urban Miller Band, and that'll be it for today's show. And then next week, we will get to talk with Urban Miller about everything that's up and coming, like new music, festivals, shows, you name it. Everything that is going on for them coming in the future. So here is I'm Drunk Again by the Urban Miller Band on 101.5 UMFM. I'll catch you guys all next week.
I've known the bottle quite some time. When I don't got one, a glass by my side. I lost my smile along with my pride. So I just keep on walking that thin line. And I'm drunk again. Yeah, goddamn. Goddamn. Ain't got no friends left. In my old buddy Jack land. Yeah. Well, I saw Lucifer standing underneath that bridge. And even he could
Sonia, and you're listening to the mystical sounds of CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg.